we know that investing in prevention, particularly, you know, the access to testing services, access to education, this equates to dollars saved in the long run, because for every HIV infection that we can prevent, it saves the taxpayers a lot of money. So each averted HIV infection can save almost $400,000 in medical expenses that largely becomes the state's burden. Very little of that rests on the consumer individually. So their estimate is by, you know, increasing the amount of funding available for prevention and testing, especially, which would include access to the PrEP medication, that they can save over $300 million in the long run. So to me, that's a good investment. And we've had other similar experiences where we know investing in a certain program can avert or save these future medical expenses. The same thing with teen pregnancies. You know, so I think there's a lot of similarities in other kind of social issues or public health concerns that we've tackled. And the state has a good track record of enacting in a timely and appropriate manner.